In the dressing room, Kate took off her suit and put it in her bag, then took out a wig and a short lycra skirt. She rarely left home without the makings of a simple disguise. The chin-length wig was straight and blonde. She tucked her hair beneath it, then slid into the skimpy skirt, a far cry from the conservative knee-length pinstripe she'd been wearing earlier. After replacing her dark lipstick with a shade of frosty pink, Kate left the store and melted into the rush hour crowd. The man with the salt and pepper hair and the beginnings of a beer gut stood watching the entrance to Banana Republic from across the street, partially concealed by the tourists hovering outside St. Patrick's Cathedral. If that girl's anything like my wife, he thought, she'll be in there for hours. All the same, he should get ready for her exit. This was the perfect place to make his move, the most densely crowded spot around. With his eyes still trained on the clothing store, he reached into his jacket pocket to get hold of his razor blade, then panicked. The blade was gone, and so was his wallet. He'd spent 15 years in the NYPD, 10 as a gumshoe, caught hundreds of thieves but hadn't ever been robbed himself. Damn. Someone tapped his shoulder.
Excuse me, sir, could you tell me where is the...
He turned around. Ah, some hot tourist lost in the city. He could show her a thing or two, but he was working.
Sorry, miss, can't help you right now.
Actually, I think you can. He took a step back, confused. Her features were suddenly hard, words commanding and smooth, the accent gone. She handed him his missing wallet. He bit his lip in alarm. In spite of her new hair, clothes, and makeup, he recognized her, his target.